Hello, Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. On today's show, basketball is in full swing as teams have started conference play, and the start of Christmas tournaments this week are this coming week, and Ron and I will talk about those matchups and some potential postseason teams in the county. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton.
Well, Ryan, Merry Christmas to you. It's getting that time of year, and as you said before, we've started conference play. All the teams are at full strength now, with football being completely over with, and those football players trying to get their basketball legs up under them. But we've had some great matchups this week, and we've got some great matches coming up next week.
That's right, and I want to say Merry Christmas to you as well, as Christmas is fast coming, and we've got some big games coming up in the Christmas tournaments, and we had some great games this past week. Games that stand out to us this past week are Clinton beating East Bladen down in Elizabethtown 57-46. That's on the boys' side. But on the girls' side, let's mention them real quick. They beat East Bladen 77-42. Michaela Boykin, 50 points. She's had 50 points for the past two games. They beat 92-24 Pender. Just a really powerful team.
Yeah, they really are. You know, as you said, she had 50 against East Bladen last night, and then 50 against Pender. And let's not forget, she had 40 against Smithfield Selma the game before that. So she has scored 140 points over the last three games. Had a triple-double last night. So very impressive win by the Dark Horses. And as I stated earlier in one of our podcasts, I really don't see them losing a conference game this year. So a great win by Coach Owens.
Just a very weak conference on the girls' side in the Fort County, but just a really strong conference in the boys' side, as we've got Pender and East Bladen, obviously, but you've got teams like Trask and Clinton and West Bladen and Midway, obviously, in the county. But who stands out in this conference that has potential to be that playoff team?
Well, last night, as you said, Clinton went to East Bladen. Really didn't play well, but played good enough to win. East Bladen still hasn't won a game yet this season, as they are coming in at 0-7. Got a new coach down there. They're trying to get things together. Clinton, obviously, is at full strength now, but it takes a little time for these football players to come in and the chemistry to find out whose role is whose and that kind of thing. So this conference is really tough. Trask has won 6 in a row. West Bladen's won 5 in a row. You know, Midway's always going to be competitive. So, you know, right now you've got 4 teams that are undefeated in the conference play, but it's still early on. So it'll play out to the next couple of weeks as we've got some of these matchups coming up.
Midway lost to Pender this past Friday night in a close one. We don't have the score of that, but they did lose. A big upset for Pender, and just Midway's been struggling this first few weeks of the season.
Yeah, they lost a lot last year at graduation. So Matthew, Coach Creech down there, is trying to really find, you know, some players to fill those gaps, and he has, but unfortunately he hasn't found the ones that can replace the scoring they lost last year. So that's an ongoing process down there, and they'll continue to get better as the season goes along.
Now, on the girls' side of Midway's team, they lost their first game of the season to East Bladen 44-35, a really close one. They face a tough North Johnston team later in the month. At the end of the month, they're not in a tournament. But let's talk about these tournaments real quick as we get closer to Christmas, as obviously we've said. You've got the Hobton tournament this upcoming week, and then you've also got the Dark Horse Classic every year, and there's some really good teams in those tournaments.
Yeah, they are, and it's a lot of fun to see these teams come together. It also gives the fans an opportunity to come out and spend the day here at the high school or go down to Hobton and spend the day and really just watch some good high school basketball. And these Christmas tournaments are always a lot of fun. And you also get an opportunity to play a few games during the holidays because, you know, with basketball, you have the big Christmas break in between the seasons, so it's always tough to try to keep things going during that break. So having these games during the break really helps these coaches stay in game form.
Coach Jordan and the Dark Horses will face Triton in their first game of the Hob 10 tournament. And then on that Tuesday, the 20th, they will face either East Duplin or Hobton. If they come up to play East Duplin, that should be a really good game. And I know Triton is very good. They beat Fuquay Arena in overtime in a close matchup. So it should be a very good tournament up in Newton Grove.
Yeah, it should. You know, they do a nice job. Coach Hooper down there does a nice job of putting on a Christmas tournament. That's something that he wanted to do. He's done a nice job with that program as he continues to build upon what he started a couple years ago.
Now, some struggling teams in the county are Union and Hobton and also Lakewood. But Union just struggling with a 0-8 record into the season with losses to Trask and West Bladen. Obviously, those are two very good teams. But they're not in a holiday tournament. Their next game will be on the 3rd at Wallace Rose Hill, another tough opponent in the Four County Conference.
You know, I've been a little surprised at that 0-8 record. I really thought that they were going to be improved this year. Unfortunately, they just have not been able to score a lot of points. Really, you know, only scoring 31 against West Bladen and 24 against Trask. It's going to be really hard to be competitive at the high school level scoring those type of points.
They've been going downhill with points, scoring 52, 42, 31 and 24, but their opponents keep scoring in the 60s and 50s. Can they stop this Wallace team coached by Coach Robinson and Wallace? And can they just stop this really good Wallace team?
Well, the good thing about them having to play Wallace is Wallace hasn't played a game yet. You know, they just won the state championship in football yesterday. And so they're just now getting their basketball team together. Actually, we'll get together probably over the weekend and be ready to go to play next week. So that's the good thing that Union has is they're catching Wallace at the right time with them just coming the start of their basketball season. But Wallace, you know, they're always fast and have great athletes and they're well coached. So it's going to be a tough game for Union.
Now, the Dark Horse Classic in Clinton High School has county opponents, Clinton, Hobson, and Lakewood, in the tournament. Some really good teams in that tournament, but I don't see Clinton losing this tournament.
Yeah, you know, this is Clinton's tournament, and they should win it with no problem. You know, could they have found maybe another team to play outside? You know, they go down and play Hobson. You know, that's a conversation for another time, you know. But it's a great opportunity for these Sampson County teams to come together during Christmas and play. It should be a good ticket. Should have good crowds with it being within the county. So, but Clinton should not have any problems.
And the Lakewood Leopards start out the season with a 3-2 record, 1-1 in the conference, beating Spring Creek 51-47 and losing to North Duplin, two very close games in the conference play. Moving into this Dark Horse Classic tournament, can the Leopards win a couple games and improve their winning record to possibly get in the playoffs?
Sure they can. Yeah, I think Lakewood is right where I thought they would be at 3-2 and 1-1. You know, their football players are just getting back and starting to get into basketball shape. You know, and with small schools like Lakewood, you know, Union, Hobton, you've got athletes that play all sports, and you have to have those athletes to play all sports. And so it's kind of tough at times, especially with basketball, because you're coming right off the football field going into the gym. So it takes a little time for you to get your legs up underneath you and really get that mindset on basketball. So as the teams get better, especially Lakewood, as you see this team go along here, I think you'll see them continually improve. And I think they'll be very competitive, especially, you know, versus Hobton. And, you know, they may even give Clinton a good run.
And we want to let you know that we will not have an episode of the Sampson County Sports Podcast next week, as Christmas is next Sunday. We want to wish every one of you a Merry Christmas. And before we go, we want to mention an area team. Wallace Rose Hill defeated West Montgomery 30-7 in the 1AA state championship on Friday night in Chapel Hill. A big congratulations to them. Their three wins in the state championship in a row. Just they lose to Clinton, but they can win the championship.
Yeah, you know, they peak at the right time, and I felt like that they were the team to beat in that classification. Next year, you know, it'll be a little different. They're gonna be they're gonna move up to 2A, and they'll be in the same conference with Clinton and James Keenan and Goldsboro and some other tough teams. So you know, next year is gonna be a little tougher for them to do that. But congratulations, you know, winning the state title three times in a row. It's no small feat, so congratulations to the Bulldogs.
All right, so that does it here for us from the Sampson County Sports Podcast, sponsored by McDonald's. For Ron Davis and everyone at the Sampson Independent, have a Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening.